trials near as much as I used to, because I've seen my God, when I yield to Him and yield the right way, turn my trials into victory.
Amen. Come on.
I mean, His heart and His mind is for you to be totally. I remember when Shannon was diagnosed, they thought he might have cancer. He's having all kinds of symptoms. The medicine they put him on, he, you know, affected him and different things. And then he started having thoughts and I believe gave in to some of them, got discouraged and got oppressed and all of that stuff. And, you know, but he had a body. He had a body that was praying for him and believing with him and standing with him, hallelujah. And you know what, praise God, he come out with flying colors.
Amen.
He's healed, hallelujah. He probably did have cancer. The Bible says the fervent prayer of the righteous avails much, hallelujah. Well, I just don't know if I believe that stuff. Well, just hang in here, we're helping you.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
We believe it. We've experienced it. He wants us in divine health. Well, I'm experiencing some stuff, and the doctor said, yeah, but he turns trials into victory.
Right.
Yeah, but the doctor, yeah, but Dr. Jesus said,
mm-hmm.
by my stripes you're healed. Yeah. Well, on my back. Well, good. Your back is not your evidence. God's word is all the evidence you need to know that your back's going to have to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been hurt for years. Yeah, but it's time to fight. Because
yeah.
He turns trials into victory. Well, why don't He just do it? He's waiting on you. He's already did it. See, Satan, if he can get me to believe that I'm waiting on God, when in reality, Jesus went to the cross and Jesus said, by my stripes of him, He said, it is finished.
That's right. Come on.
Your financial future is in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
See, Satan wants this religion out here. You know, it's not my fault because I'm not healed.
Right.
It's not my fault because my marriage ain't good. It's
right.
not my fault. He wants us believing, you know, it's not my fault. It's not, no, if I tithe, the windows of heaven will be opened up for me. He'll pour me out a blessing. There won't be room enough to receive it. He will rebuke Satan for me. He'll cause my righteousness to increase in him. His word says that. If I will do my part, he will do his. It's not his fault if the windows are not opened up for me. Anger is a major thing in this planet right now.
Mm-hmm.
People get mad at me on the road. Just I pass them. They're coming this way, that way, idiot.
Yep.
Makes me want to get out, run them down. I did it the other day. Guy comes out and got me, and I'm in a little beanie. I mean, I got a convertible BMW. Tracy, we're sitting over there. We just go enjoy, you know. I mean, look, I'm in a hurry Monday through Friday. When Friday's here, Friday gets going, I'm not in a hurry. I try to get my mind calm.
Yeah.
I'm not in a hurry. I'm not going nowhere in a hurry. I'm not going to be in a hurry. I'm not going to drink water in a hurry. I drink water in a hurry because I need to drink it and get going.
Yeah.
Don't even enjoy the water. Coming back, stopped at the four-way, started through. This big jacked up four-wheel drive, the Ford comes down, looks like he's not going to stop. He's in the yield. I mean, those everybody don't yield.
Yeah.
I'm in a BMW. He's going to run right over the top of me and Teresa. Climb right over on it. That would be bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just slow down. Well, when I slow down, ticked him off. And so I go on when I see he's going to stop. You shouldn't be running 60 down to the yield thing anyways, right?
Right.
He was in a hurry to get across the road, probably to the store. And then talk to his buddy 45 minutes. Before you go back home, you're not in a hurry. And so he comes out and then he's going to room around me. And I'm like, they used to race these little BMWs, bless God. He punched it and I punched it. That little BMW will jack it up, man. I mean, those babies will run. Little 90 model BMW. Got that double overhead cam in it. That's a bad boy. And Teresa, she's over there, said of her, what's going on? What's going on? See, the old me wanted to come back, Johnny. Because if I'd have been back under, and I'm not, if I'd have been back under, it's on, baby. You don't do that in Blount County down here with me. You just don't do that. Especially my wife's in the car now. He wants that same thing now as you had back under. Teresa preached it to us. Put off that old man. Put on the new man. Put him on. The new man wouldn't have punched it. I repented. Lord, forgive me.
Thank you.
Pastor. Bad attitude, rainbow cross. Thank God nobody was there to see it.
Bless him, Lord.
I mean, it had been posted on the post office. Wonder Satan didn't have somebody there. You should have seen our pastor. Had somebody telling somebody that told me, don't know if it's true or not. I mean, I was that hearsay junk. You better just throw it in the garbage can.
That's right.
But they was telling somebody, yeah, my church, I think, sacrifices black cats. This has just been a few weeks ago. And so the person said, your church? Yeah. Have you ever seen it?
No.
You go there. Yeah, I go there now and again. I ain't a church member. You come every 6 months. Hey, you ain't no church member.
Right.
Church members go to church. They put on their boots. They put on their overcoats when it's snowing. Let God, they get their blankets. They don't really care what weather is. We coming together. We'll have the fire of the Holy Spirit. We gonna get changed. We know we need something. We gotta go to church. Those are members that says, I'm not going to let my brothers and sisters down. I'm not going to be a bad example to my neighbor, lay in the bed when they know I go to church. We're not going
come
to.
On. Come on.
And so I believe he melts snow under my tires.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
I ain't missing church. I let it snow.
Mm-hmm.
Let it rain. Beautiful day today. I could have been on the lake. I got pontoon and everything else. Fishing rods, fishing license. Let God, I ain't been nowhere in a year and a half on account of COVID. I'm shutting the church down this Sunday, but God, everybody needs a vacation.
Blessing
not from church.
Man.
We need a vacation from work.
Yeah.
And COVID. And our husbands. And our wives. And our neighbors. And our sisters. And our brother. But not church.
Right.
We don't need a vacation. I'm sick. You'll be healed.
Amen.
I'm talking to people right now on Facebook. I just didn't feel like going today. Look, what the anointing. You can't feel it, but it's here. You would have felt better if you would have got healed sitting in the service.
That's right. Come on.
Come on, somebody. What happened to Jesus? What happened to going to the Lord and bringing things to the Lord? What happened to it? We just lay back. We don't.
No.
I ain't. I have a million opportunities to quit Jesus. I have a million opportunities not to preach anymore. I have a million thoughts. Hallelujah. I had some the other day. It's fine till I get around people. So I'll just quit church and I won't have no problems. I would still have problems, I guarantee you. I'd go on the riverbank and there'd be a bunch of them decided to go down there and swim.
Yep.
I go up yonder, I'm going up Gunnerville, I'm going to camp out, I'm going to get me some serenity, and I guarantee you everybody in the country decided to go up there right beside you and play their loud music. So when it comes to the kingdom, we don't need a vacation. You don't need a vacation from preaching, from hearing. Why? Because God wants you to fight the good fight where he can turn your trials into victory.
Right.
Well, it's taking too long. We all understand that, sweetheart. We all understand we wanted it yesterday. We need God to move yesterday. We understand what you're saying. I know we know the feeling, the emotions and all that, but that's where we learn to tread in the waters, hallelujah, of the anointing. No matter what it takes or how long it takes, we're not turning to the left or the right. We're looking straight ahead in victory. We're not going for anything less than victory. It might take a week. It might take a month. It might take 2 years. I don't know how long it takes, but don't look at the length. Look at the victory.
Come on.
So that your faith will be there and God can bring the victory that you so desire. But listen, it's not just in here that you hear a good message and you say, yes, we got, you know, there's things that we have to do in the process of victory comes.
Yes.
Give me that Romans 12, man. It says, be not conformed to this world. You know, you're not this morning. You're in the house of God.
Amen.
Thanks be to you, conformed this morning to the way they fail here in millions of churches.
Yeah.
And I'm not damning them, but I'm not going to be in the next number of it. The Bible says 1,000 have fallen at our side, 10,000 at our right, but it will not come to us. Only with our eyes will we see the reward of the wicked. You know what the reward of the wicked? They'll be cut off. I didn't say it. God did. That's not my reward. I'm not going to be cut off. I'm not going to be by the wayside. I'm not going to. You know, I heard a statistic one time that so many 1,500 ministers a month was burning out and quitting ministry. 1,500.
That was in one denomination.
One denomination. And boy, Johnny, I felt it. I thought, I know how they can quit. Good dynamite. Woo! How many of your battles sometimes will be tough?
Yep.
Your enemy will come in like a flood. And you know what? I mean, I've sent people ministries and missions, and they give in to the enemy and believe that I was trying to stop their ministry when I was supplying their ministry, and they quit.
Yep.
And it hurt. It hurt me.
Yeah.
So I understand when you get your fingernails smashed. Heard a preacher say this morning, he's preaching, and somebody said, you're stepping on my toes. He said, move your feet. Well, it was, you know, God brought a message and it was going straight to him like Shannon was talking about. And so he told him, you're stepping on my toes. And he said, move your feet. Start marching.
Yeah.
You know, when God corrects me about something and I change, he's got no reason to do it again. He's not going to get on my toes. Come on, somebody, if he tells me to love my wife as Christ don't love the church, I'm going to hear that sermon until I do it.
Yep.
I'm going to hear it. Somebody going to say it. Somebody going to, I'm going to be like, oh, man, every time I turn around, I'm hearing this.
Yep.
Well, God wants me blessed. Or love your enemies. Love your enemies. Love your enemies. We just don't know what to do. Not love your enemy. It don't matter what they did to you. Like, you can obey the Lord. We can obey the Lord. The Lord wants to set us free. He wants to set us free from the bondage of grudges and hatred and wrath and bitterness that keeps me or you in a prison. He wants to turn that trial into a victory and show us the freedom that we've never experienced before when we get free. Me and Teresa just went through a trial, first of the week. Y'all want to hear about it, don't you? $10 offer in each one of y'all. I'll do it. I'm going to make money off this trial, Johnny. I'm tired of not getting no money. Get the victory, but I want some money on top, devil. What scripture is that? Training well. Got out of scripture that. I come in the other day and I told him, I said, Monty, I said, I believe the Lord's told me you're supposed to tithe to me. He said, based on what scripture? I thought, man, I taught him too good.
Amen.
He ain't biting that bullet. Devil comes and tells you you're washed up. Say, give me scripture, devil.
Amen.
I ain't found no scripture in the Bible yet that says I'm washed up ever. Or you ain't going to be no good. Blah, blah. You gotta be, or you can't make it. You can't be faithful to the Lord. Tell him, say, give me one scripture, devil, that says I can't. You're lying to me and I'm not believing your lies. He's bringing spiritual warfare to you. I said it Wednesday. He's turning it up. Well, there's a lot of them ain't here today. Y'all might as well admit it. You could have been here. Everybody out there in TV land.
Come on.
You know you could have come with your toenail hurting.
Yep. Yeah.
You know we all took a stand back. I didn't, but I'm just saying. I take Tylenol when I got a headache. I ain't got time to not be here on the front lines. I take Tylenol, T-Y, however you spell it. I don't like Tylenol. Don't work for me.
Amen.
I'd take 10 Tylenol, Jug.
Preacher, thank you for Tylenol, your heart doctor. I said, I'm not taking that. You don't do me no good.
That's right.
Take 5 of them. You still got a headache. Well, take it. Give me some ibuprofen. Your doctor don't want you to have that. Well, good. I bet he takes it. So most of the time, I'm just standing on the word. Thank you, Lord, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. Hallelujah. I'm going to church. I'm going to preach. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Legs don't want to go, you're going. Body don't want to go, you're going. The devil don't want me to go. It's none of his business. He can't come over here in this arena. I'm in faith. He had to stand out there and watch me have the victory.
Amen.
It's time for y'all at home to rise up in the name of Jesus. Get off your, get, quit being a couch potato and come out here with us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Fight that fight. Just like the guy this morning been out a little while and the devil tell him, I'll go Wednesday. I'll go next Sunday. I'll blah, blah, blah. And he realized after a month that it's time to do something about it.
Yeah.
And bless God, here he is in the house of God today, and we're rejoicing with you for the victory that you won in Jesus that was already there by a choice.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Come on.
He says, be not conformed to this world. Be transformed. Somebody say transformed.
Transformed.
See, this transforming, this is like a metamorph. This word here, it's like a butterfly in a cocoon, which is a worm. A worm don't start out a big, beautiful butterfly. It starts out a worm in a cocoon. And that baby comes out and develops, and that's what this right here, this word transform means to me and you, that you will be changed.
Yeah.
If we don't conform. Be not conformed to this, be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Now, if you don't set out to renew your mind, there will be no transformation taking place. A little bit, maybe. Well, you know, I mean, it's just, it is the way it is. No, it is the way that you believe. We must transform our minds. Renew our minds so that we're transformed in our thinking.
Amen.
And we will have it in the natural realm. Hallelujah. You know, just like this. I believed and was told that I would never be nobody. You know. Why? Because I was born in a big family and dad and him didn't have the money to send you to college and blah, blah, blah. I mean, they didn't have no money. And so I lived that way. I lived that way of thinking, until I got born again. And then I began to renew my mind to the Word of God. Then I began to think, well, my job is not my source.
Yep.
See, I started renewing my mind with the Word of God. You hear what I'm telling you?
Yep.
I started renewing my mind to the Word of God, and it began to transform me. I began to think, well, money's not the blessing. The blessing is the kingdom thing. It's a kingdom thing.
Yep.
See, it began to change the way I believe.
Yep.
It began to transform my life. Well, to have your trials turn into victory, you must do what I just said. You must renew your mind. Meditate on the Word of God. I don't like reading the Bible. I've heard people that stays on Facebook from the time they get off work until they have to go to bed. They don't like reading. I'm like, really? Every time I see you, you're on Facebook. What are you doing? Looking at the pictures? You are reading what people say. You just say, I don't like to read the Bible. This other is more entertaining. See, the Bible is not really entertaining.
No.
It's transforming.
Yes.
The Bible is not made to entertain me.
No.
The Bible is there because it is spirit and it is life. And it is life-changing if I do something with it. You know, I was thinking about this. And maybe the kids would do better if they still had it in school. Talking in class. Teacher, be quiet. Scotty, be quiet. Talk again, I think. Who does she think she is? My daddy didn't really tell me to be quiet, not be quiet. And so then, I talk again. Scotty, come up here. Go up there. I'm like, great. I would cuss her. 8 years old. Daddy and them talked how to cuss the teachers out. I will not talk in class. You better have this 150 times tomorrow on my desk tomorrow morning.
Amen.
And I can see it this morning. I mean, when I first started out, I would have to look, what does it say? But by the time I got that wrote 150 times, I went to sleep seeing that.
Yep.
It got seared in my mind. Why? My mind was on it 150 times and wrote it out. I can still see it today. I will not talk in class. And you know what? The next time she told me, don't talk, I would talk lower back. Why? Because I didn't want to write that 150 times again. She would have told me 250. And then if you didn't, they had a real paddle when I was in school. Real. And they took you outside that classroom and shut that big old door and bend over. They didn't just say stand there, bend over. Now they pop, and that would burn to the heels to the toes. I'm telling you. And bless God, I'm telling you, tough as I was, I mean, I didn't want that paddle much. Especially Miss Thompson. I spitballed at her. They did take my straw away from me in the lunchroom. I'm taking it back, chew up my paper. Poof, trying to hit her right between the eyes. That glasses on, you know. Caught me. Went to the principal. She tired of paddling me. She's gonna let the principal do it. He fires me up. You're getting 3 licks. I'm like, ooh, 3. Ooh. That one, she gave me burn, baby, for 30 minutes. I think my rear end was numb. Some of these kids today, they're my teacher. What happened? She told me no. I'm like, what? Are you serious? Preaching back there, preaching this morning, ministering this morning. Aubrey's sitting there in my lap, and she's drawing flowers. And Teresa says, you know, the devil, something about the devil, you know, warfare and all that. She looked at me and says, Papa. I said, yes, baby. Carly and some named other, some other boy in there is acting like the devil. I said, what? What do you mean acting like the devil? Yeah. Their Papa will go up and pray for them. They're acting like the devil. I said, well, what are they doing? Well, Carly wants to be so-and-so's girlfriend and boy, and she knows Grandma ain't having no boyfriend, girlfriend stuff.
Yeah.
Amen.
At 6 years old, that ain't happening.
Amen.
Well, they're acting like the devil, Papa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. She's only nearly 6 and already thinking that stuff is not good.
That's right.
See, God wants to, I mean, the thing that wants to mold that grandbaby, this world and the way the world does, and even some Christians, listen, if they need a spanking, spank them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, we've evolved. Yes, we have, away from the Bible.
Yeah.
Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. Said, if you beat your kid with a rod, he shall not surely die. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of the child, and the rod of correction will take it far from them. See, God wants to turn that trial with the youngsters into victory.
Yeah.
Ain't another damn nut in the garden. I'm going home. Okay, baby. Go home. He goes off up there and detours. Round behind the shed. We thought he went home, didn't he? I mean, there's gas in that shed. There's all kinds of stuff in that shed. There's tin where Travis has put tin on there and scraps laying there. All kind of stuff. And so I'm just down there working, and he comes out, and Teresa, she said, hey, what are you doing? Go home. No, I said, you get out here. No, I don't want to. I'm like, are you serious? You didn't just say that to me. I said to get in here. Mm-mm, I don't want to. And then I went, you better get in here right now. And he went, he fell down there, right? And I thought, that's the last time I'm going to tell him to get down here. Because I'm going to raise my voice for the third time. And then I'm going to cut me a little hickory off of my daddy's, I still got my daddy's old peach tree. He used to make my brothers cut hickories off of and lay on the fireboard for 3 days and let them think about why he's going to give them a whooping and get it 3 days later. I don't know why I'm on all this. Y'all spoiling them kids already. He come down there. But I thought, that's my last time. He don't understand why we're doing it, and he don't need to understand. He understands he wants to play behind. See, God tells us, love our enemy. We don't understand why God wants us to do that. But God full well understands the road that he's taking us on to victory. That the trials that we have and are going to have, he can turn into victory. See, now when I tell Aiden something, he's alert. Because he knows that I'm going to come get you. And it's not going to be well with you. I've never whooped the boy. But if I need to spank him one time to save him for 15 years, I will.
Yeah.
If it's okay with the parents. If it ain't, they won't let him come see me. Well, Teresa, I look at home. See where I get it? But he says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's a reason that you may prove. The word prove, if you go study it in the Hebrew meaning, the word prove means to have. The word prove means to experience, that you might experience what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
Now he's saying here, but it's not going to happen if you don't renew your mind. It's not going to happen if you don't meditate on the word of God. It's not going to happen. See, my thoughts went to that guy. He'll have to blow my door and go around me. And I'm not going to let off. And he's going to be forced to meet somebody head on. He's either going to have to hit the ditch or me. And he better not try to hit me. That's devilish.
Yep.
That was worse than him getting mad at me. I mean, I honestly wanted to get ahead of him, slam on my brakes, and make him stop. And say, come on, man, I've been loving people for too long. Come on, man, I've been having to walk in love all these years. Now, I just need a swig of anger. I just need to swing one more time, see if I can help you get some false teeth. I mean, really, these thoughts come through my mind.
Right.
Give me a 2 Corinthians, man. This is what I do now, though. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Teresa just brought that up. But mighty through God to pull down these strongholds. You know, there's ways that Doris does. That's my wife's mother. Nothing wrong with her ways. And there's ways that Grant, there's ways they're set in. I am too. And I see it, Doris. I see Granny, And now I have it at home. Thank y'all. See, whatever you're around and like for years and years, that's what you're going to be like.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, whatever you're thinking goes to, told Travis what that means. It's this way. I don't know if you know it or not, but Satan watches you.
Yep.
He watches your moves. He knows what you do.
Yep.
He knows what triggers you. He knows. He knows what triggers you. He knows what will cause you to complain. He'll give you thoughts nobody knows. What troubles I'm in, like you're all by yourself. He knows. He knows what. He knows how to make your husband do things that you don't like because you react to the things you don't like, and he watches you. Tell Travis one time, you know, every time he gets around teenagers, they want to race. And he's a little smart aleck. He ain't fooling me, was. Pastor's kids can be little hellions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pastors can be hellions. I can be one. I want to sometimes, actually. Straight just mess up around here. But it don't you. Why? Because the weapons of my warfare are not doing these things in the night. So I told Travis, I said, look, Satan's watching you, son, and he's going to set you up, and he's going to set you up, and he's going to bust you one time. He's going to take you down. See, he plots and plans the destruction of you and your life and your ministry and your marriage and your finances. And you never believe in God and going anywhere. He plots and plans to distract you. To try to destroy you. And I told him, I said, if you will overcome, if you will not yield, son, I said, Satan will stop doing it. He don't have that problem anymore. It wasn't too long. I noticed one time, every time me and Teresa went out to eat, I would tell him what she wanted and what I wanted. And I would even say hers twice. I don't like it when she don't get what she wants. Y'all messed up my supper. Whoever's fixing it don't fix it right. Messed up my whole evening. Because if it ain't right, it ain't good. We're going. Teresa comes to pick me up and brings the grandkids with her yesterday. They're right back there in the car and said something. I don't know what it was. And whatever Teresa says, she said, that's not going to be good if that happens. Like that, you know. And then I looked at Aubrey, got out, and I said, yep, if Grandma comes unglued, Papa's going back to the land. She ain't going to come unglued. She's yielding to the Holy Spirit. But you know, every time we get something to eat. See, some of you need this. I don't know why. That's really not in my message, but Satan watching you. You blow up and get angry, somebody tomorrow going to make you mad. You feed that one, gonna happen again.
Right.
Phone call. If you trying to work on gossiping, listen, people call me to tell me about people, I say, don't tell me about them. I'll pray for them, just don't tell me about them. Because I didn't realize, if I do it one time, everybody in the country has a thought, call Brother Scotty, he's gonna pray for him. That's not the reason they want me to do it. Then because I know everything about everybody, then I got my God. You serious? They did that? I can't believe they did that. Ah, blah, blah, blah. See, you're trying to work on not gossiping. Ain't no gossipers here at Faithway Christian Center. Must be a good out there at Facebook land.
Well, I just can't help it, you know. They shouldn't be doing the way they're doing. That's none of your business. That's none of my business. I seen the police chief up down at Marvin. That ain't none of my business. I don't care what the police chief does. I'm going to be Scotty's police chief.
Yeah.
Man.
Let that police chief do what he needs to, whatever. If he makes a mistake, that's his problem. He messes up, that's his problem, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And so they get it wrong every time. And I mean, Teresa's over there. That doesn't upset anybody. I mean, you tell them you want a sloppy joe and they bring you a hamburger. You want a sloppy joe. You dreamed about it all the way up there. You thought for 2 hours what you going to eat. When you get older, y'all do that. Christian looks up about what you think you want to eat. I don't know what you want. Well, I don't know. What do you want? And I'm like, well, I don't really know what I want yet. I've really not thought about it. What do you want? Well, I don't know. It's according to what you want. I'm like, great. We can't even go eat. Sometimes I just got to be the man. So I looked over there and I said, I'm going to eat another meat. What do you want?
You should have just ordered it one like yours.
You go eat what I eat if you don't hurry up. That won't work. Why, Mike? That can get you deep water.
Yeah.
I didn't want that. You didn't even ask me.
Golly, no. Jesus, no. Most women ain't like her, maybe. I don't know. Been with her for 36 years. Y'all all are. Get over it. Come on, get over yourself. If you can eat McDonald's, you can eat double B. You eat where the man wants to go. So she said, well, I guess since you're eating there, I'm going to get there. I stopped that trial. Did you figure out what you want? Because that's where we go.
That's a microphone bagger, ain't it?
Yeah, that's a microphone. But see, we done figured out that the enemy, he plays on all this stuff to get things rolling in our thoughts, and we feed it and feed it and feed it, and then we wonder why we're miserable. What's wrong with me? Why am I so miserable? Because you've been feeding that flesh man. You've been feeding the fears. You've been feeding unbelief. You've been feeding disobedience. And then you feel drained spiritually. You don't feel good spiritually. It's time to repent and come back to follow the Lord in these areas.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so it says here, you got to cast down imagination.
That's right.
And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What was you telling us happened? You know, you got the little card thing in your pocket.
Delusion.
The Lord spoke to Teresa just the other day and said everything is not the way that it appears.
Right.
It's not the way that it appears. How many knows the Bible says, while we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. Because the things that are seen are temporary.
Right.
I've seen Teresa mad as a hornet and me thinking, this is divorce city, there ain't no way. And I mean, 3 hours later,
Dad, you want to get something to eat?
I'm like, 3 hours? Are you serious? I'm getting all oppressed here. I thought this was over. Well, things wasn't the way that it appeared.
That's right.
I mean, 3 hours later, and I'm like, are you serious? Are you asking me? Are you serious? You shouldn't be asking. It's taken me a month to get over this. And you're over in 3 hours. And so I realized, you know, they're called mood swings. Mood swings. If a woman comes in here and she says, oh, it's hot.
Ain't it hot here, everybody? Is it hot?
No, man, we all got coats on. Look at us. Your mood. Something wrong with you. It ain't us. We're not going to freeze. We're not going to freeze because you're going through this mood swing. Hallelujah. Walked in today, Tracy.
Is it hot here?
I said, no.
It's probably just me.
Probably me. And I started telling her, it is. I'm in here too, and I'm not hot. It was 71. These people up here, what's going on with that church? Real life. Real life, baby. We don't know where you live. We live in Bloodsville around here. Or we live in close to Arab. We don't know. It may be a lot different. Maybe Honeyana has done been rearranged, changed, and just totally surrendered to Jesus. We don't know. Maybe y'all didn't keep the devil off out of Coleman. We don't have no idea. Maybe we're a little behind you. We need to follow you a little bit and see how you did it. Because we still got this flesh man. We ain't got out of here yet.
That's right. Come on.
But you know what? In all of what I'm saying, for the Lord to turn things into victory is going to be determined by the way that me and you respond to the trial that we're in. If I respond the right way, I'm submitted to God, the devil's automatically resisted.
Amen.
I'm already doing warfare. That's real warfare.
Yep.
Now, you know, I prayed. Now, when things was turned on at my house, hallelujah, I started Monday and I fasted. I'm not bragging, it's done over with now. Amen. I fasted. And I told the Lord, I bring down the principalities and powers. Those yokes of darkness that are trying to rule in my family and in my house, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I resist you, Satan, and I fasted before the Lord. I said, this is the fast, Lord, that you chose in the Bible, that I would loose the bands of darkness, that I would lift heavy burdens and let the oppressed go free. Had to go to the doctor, I think it was Tuesday. Wednesday, I picked it back up. I said, I'm fasting again. Hallelujah. Devil, watch me.
Bless the Lord.
Well, I'm going to respond God's way in adversity. I'm not going to respond the way it feels, the way it looks, the way that it sounds. Hallelujah. And you better not either.
Yeah.
Well, I just can't seem to get up and do nothing. Yeah, but you've got to listen to preaching. Well, I mean, it gets boring listening to preach. That's your flesh.
That's right.
Travis got getting phone calls one after another right now of these warranty people on your car. So he tells one, she said, what model is it? He said, a heifer. Is that what it was?
Palomino.
He said, it's a Palomino. What model? What make?
Thoroughbred.
He said, it's a Palomino. It's a thoroughbred. You know, he's getting them all the time, you know. But you know what? They're irritating him. And so we're there, you know, and everything's going good and everything, and he's got irritated, you know, because these people are getting on his nerves. I understand. I got a phone, too. And so I told him, I said, well, son, you know, pray in tongues. I don't want to. I said, that's the flesh.
Yep.
I said, why don't you just pray in tongues? You know, him and David sitting in the truck, we're on the job, we're fixing to leave. I said, why don't you just pray in tongues? I don't want to. I said, well, that's how you get rid of the irritation. See, the way you respond to the trial is going to determine if that thing's going to get you or not. If that thing's going to continue or not, I don't get as many of those calls. I turn them on to Jesus. I start preaching to them. Bless God, I just start out, do you know Jesus? Jesus, yeah, Jesus. He is my warranty.
Yeah, man.
They call me wanting to give me insurance. And I know it stems. I tell them I got the best insurance on the planet. They say, who are you with? And I say, the kingdom. I've never heard of them. The kingdom? I said, yeah, the kingdom of God. I've got the dang no insurance on the planet like that heavenly insurance. It is the best, it's the cheapest on the planet.
Amen.
And I told one, never heard of this kind of insurance. I said, you need to get you some. Get you some Jesus. You know what? They quit calling me. They quit calling me, Johnny. They were getting on my nerves. I thought, I've got to counteract this before I cuss them out. Before I go, you know, drive over there or something. Find out the address.
Right.
And so I counteracted with the Jesus. You know, if they call you up, want to recall your vehicle, say, I've got secondary insurance on my vehicle that covers all the maintenance. And then if they say, well, who you with? Say, the kingdom. You know, the kingdom people. They'll say, never heard of that. Sure, you hadn't. Ain't too many Christians knows about this insurance. Hallelujah, kingdom insurance. So I want to encourage you, you've got to renew your mind. You've got to react. We've got to react the right. Not saying we don't. If we are, do good. Keep it up. Don't let down. You know, perfect it. We can perfect yielding the right way. We can get addicted to Jesus. We can get addicted to the Word. We can get addicted to peace. I'm addicted to peace. I don't like turmoil. I mean, I'm addicted to peace. That's great. Because that means I'm going to fight for it. Anything I really enjoy, I'll fight for it. Not with these hands anymore. I fight for him, so praise God. So I want to encourage you. You know, Satan's turning it up. He wants you separated. He wants you destroyed. But don't yield. Don't start yielding to little things and let the enemy don't give you no place. Just don't do it, praise God. And the Lord will bring you through and he'll turn your trials into victory. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.